From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Today, my guest on the journey is Professor Kim Bay. She is the associate professor and chair in the Department of Theater Arts at Howard University. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you're an alum of Howard, 1985 grad.
Yes.
BFA and your MFA from Rutgers in 1994. Mm-hmm. Tell me what your experience was like in Howard's program.
Oh, my gosh. Back then, we were our own college at the time. So we were a very proud college. The art department worked with the theater department, worked with the music department. So we were fully integrated as a college of fine arts. I remember Debbie Allen coming through. I remember Felicia coming through. It was an exciting time for arts.
Okay. And your experience now as a professor is to really ignite that same type of passion in mm-hmm. the students. What do you see as the biggest difference in the current student body to when you were a student?
That's another good question. When I was a student, we did everything. Everything. And we wanted to do everything. But we, most importantly, we all wanted to be performers. No one really thought much about all of the aspects of art. Nowadays, my responsibility, I feel, is to train students to not only understand their artistic aspect, but to also understand that this is a business, and that as a business, they've got to understand the marketing component. They have to understand how it connects to the community. They even have to understand how to become our future teachers, because arts and arts integration inside the school system really is an important component that I think we need to discuss on a national front.
No, I absolutely agree. Now, you yourself are an accomplished actress, and I got a chance to see you perform and was very, very impressed. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your own acting as you've done it through the years and continue to do it?
Yeah, when I graduated from Howard, I did go to Arena Stage, worked there for several years before I decided to make that journey, like many young actors, to New York. And I remember the day I packed up a duffel bag and went to New York. The only difference was that I went with a job waiting for me. Mm-hmm. I had my first acting job already landed, and I went to work in that job, which was with Joseph Campbell of the myths. He was a big proponent on myths and mythology and creating drama from myths, and so I went to go work with his company.
Now, some of your more recent productions I've been very interested in. Why don't you tell us a little bit about The Dutchman, which is something that looks at the former chair, Al Freeman mm-hmm. Jr.'s life. Why don't you tell us a little bit about
it? Well, first of all, I have to say that Professor Freeman was somebody who was my mentor. We team taught together before he passed away, and I gained a lot of insight on how to teach acting, how to be connected to the community as an actor, as a performer. So it was important for me to continue his name, to continue his legacy. And we were fortunate enough to have a grant or a gift provided by his widow. And that was to allow us to update equipment, to update our theater according to what Al always wanted that room to be. So Dutchman was something to give him homage, to recreate a play that gave him fame, and also it's the 50th anniversary of the production of Dutchman, so it was a natural fit. It all came together.
Very nice, very nice. Now, you also have been involved in a couple of productions using Howard alum.
Yes.
You and Debbie Allen have participated. Why don't you tell us about a couple of those that you've done?
Well, it's very important for the Howard community to know how integral our alum community is. Or our alums are very involved. They are very vocal. They are very concerned and passionate about the growth and the development of our department. And so I can't have enough opportunities for our alum to come back, because I could have an alum every day of the week. And, of course, you know, Debbie and Felicia are also equally passionate about the theater department and the students and making sure that they get what they need to grow. And so the project Four Little Girls, we were honored to have Miss Rashad come back and direct, and she's always on the forefront of our minds of future projects. Her schedule doesn't always allow, but the two of them, between the two sisters, they are very, very involved, and we're grateful for their contribution.
Right. Now, going back to the early part of your journey, what sparked you to want to become an actress and to participate in this career?
It's something that I really didn't think about. I always wanted to be a writer, frankly. But I think when I was in high school, I had a teacher who became a very important part of my life. She was somebody who encouraged me to stay engaged in school, stay engaged in a curriculum that I wasn't always fascinated with or interested in, which is very important about how the arts connect students to their education. And she saw me in a production post high school, and her personal note to me was the pinch that said, okay, maybe I can do this. And when I thought about schools, Howard was the school. It was the school that not only produced Debbie and Felicia, but it was a school that produced African-American artists, and that's what I wanted to be a part of.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Kim James Bay. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, let me switch it a little bit. So you were interested in being a writer. You came to Howard University to follow that dream. Where did you see your career, and especially as it intersects with the students today in the classroom? Because you've spoken about the education and making sure that the young men and women today get that type of an education and see the need to go give that back. So where did you get on that aspect of your journey?
I think it's something that developed, actually. It wasn't something that I had. I had no idea or no thought that I would ever be a teacher, let alone back in the halls where I once roamed. That wasn't at all on my radar. But through the years, both having the experience of being in the business and seeing these young people and their faces, and they're so eager and they want it so badly, that I discovered that part of my job is to also not only encourage them to be artists, but to make them artists in the 21st century. And that means somebody who is aware of what this business is about, most especially what it's about for African-American students.
Now, speaking of that, given the disparity when we turn on our television screens today, we go to plays, etc., given the disparity in terms of the lack of having African-American actors and actresses there, how is your program meeting that challenge?
There again goes part of the mission, and that is, as students come into the program, it's getting them to understand that, yes, when you were little, performing, being on the stage, being in the limelight was wonderful. But you have to understand that once you make that decision, once you cross the road and you say, I want this as my profession, your job is no longer to just look at yourself as a performer. You've got to look at yourself beyond the performance aspect of it. So our job as a faculty is to teach them backstage. I can't get enough students interested in the administrative component of theater and film. I want them doing more design work, understanding how to create sets, props, costumes, makeup. All of those things are key when you talk about what's happening in front of the camera or on the stage. So those are things that it's important for our students to really understand, because if you're not writing the shows, how are you expecting to hire people who look like you? Shonda Rhimes is a perfect example of that. She's someone who has created her brand. Her point of view is tagged in everything that she writes. Mm-hmm. And it isn't that it's all one thing. She shows the diversity of what this nation is about. And that's their job as well, to understand that we are of many types and many personalities, many shades.
Right. No, and she certainly hires actors of color, so we certainly are very impressed with what she's doing.
Absolutely.
Now, the contemporary nature of what your students are getting versus some of the more classical things that would happen, and I would imagine as well there's a very, very wide spectrum of the fields they may go into, mm-hmm. and the things they may choose. How do you manage that among the student body and with your faculty?
Every student has specific curricula that they have to follow. For the performing students, they have to train in classical theater as well as contemporary theater. And these days, contemporary theater can be just as challenging as classical theater. Mm-hmm. And then you have 20th century drama, which is also somewhat foreign. Tennessee Williams' Not About Nightingales is key in them being able to understand how drama was created to answer or to comment on social or political aspects. Nowadays, they have the opportunity to create their own voice inside of this. But in terms of classical, they're very connected to it. We have a partnership with the British American Drama Academy at Oxford, and they are very enthusiastic about going year after year after year, and they love coming here and auditioning our students.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, as you look into the future and you look at this department, you look at the opportunity for students to get in to this arena, what do you see in the future?
I see us expanding. First of all, I want our department to be able to offer more than just the performance area. Although we train our students in all of theater administration, technology, dance, I want the musical theater, I want them to be able to focus a little bit more on the theory, the historical aspect of drama theory, film, musicals. That means becoming writers, that means becoming historians, that means moving on into the PhD, which is something that, again, when I was coming through, going through a PhD program in theater was not, no one even thought about it. But now there are viable professions with the PhD, and most of it is about theory, experimental theory, drama, history, therapy.
Now, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as your productions are, is there one in particular that you feel most connected with?
Me personally or
yes,
within the department?
No, you personally.
Wow, that's a question I have never been asked. I think Having Our Say is probably the one that I'm most connected to. And it's ironic that I did it, because most people look and say, well, you're so young to have done Having Our Say. But it was the storytelling. It was these women, these sisters who were 105, 107 years old, and their story. The beauty of that production in particular was that we actually cooked meals on stage. We had a working stove. And so it was the storytelling through the meal, which is our culture.
That's absolutely
it's
right.
It's how things happen.
That's absolutely right. Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Professor Kim Bay. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.